Mickey Rooney, who lived a long life on stage and screen, died last night at his home in Los Angeles. He was 93. For a while, the star seemed to have it all, but he ended up playing the comeback kid, as our film critic Bob Mondello remembers.
You'd have to call it a full life, more than 200 movies, everything from Shakespeare to The Muppets, voted Hollywood's biggest box office attraction 3 years running, including the year that Clark Gable starred in a little trifle called Gone with the Wind. Mickey Rooney spent his childhood on the MGM backlot, earned and gambled away $12 million by the time he was 40, and lived a life at least as storied as the characters he played, and they were some characters. Huckleberry Finn, Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
What? These mortals be.
It would be hard to say Rooney threw away a serious career to be a movie star. No telling what a serious Mickey Rooney would have looked like. But he had the chops, even at the start, in Boys Town, for instance, where he thinks at one point that he's caused the death of a smaller kid.
He do me, baby! Oh, God, I'll do anything.
But the studio system in the 1930s was built to give audiences what they wanted, and audiences wanted Rooney in a lighter vein, a more reassuring vein. In 14 Andy Hardy movies, for instance, where he may have been sort of an operator, but was basically the wholesome all-American teen, never with a problem that couldn't be solved by a good talk with his dad, even if he did get into little misunderstandings, especially with girls.
Look, this is a secret. I bought a car. That is, I paid $12 down on it, and I promised to pay eight more by the 23rd. That's why I gotta be nice to Cynthia.
Well, I don't get it.
Well, you see, Cynthia's really BZ Anderson's girl, and he's away, and he promised to pay me $8 to keep all the other fellas away from her.
Oh.
Now, she's just an installment on a car to me.
That's Judy Garland he's talking to, and at MGM, chemistry like theirs did not go unexploited, especially with stars who could sing and dance. Even as the Andy Hardy movies were becoming the franchise of the decade, these two were being turned into that era's notion of teen ideals, ones who could reliably put on a show.
Good morning.
It's a lovely morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful day.
We danced the whole night through.
Good morning. Good morning. To you. How do you do?
I said good morning.
Rooney was a trooper, but not a particularly selective one, especially after World War II interrupted his career at about the same moment his personal life was taking a bad turn. He had always had an eye for beauty queens, marrying eight of them, starting with Ava Gardner, but that meant he was paying a lot of alimony, and combined with a gambling problem, he was heavily in debt by the time he'd turned 40. Having to take every job that's offered is not ever a good career move. Rooney foundered for more than a decade before finding salvation on Broadway in Sugar Babies and on screen as a racehorse trainer in The Black Stallion, dispensing advice to a kid a lot like the kid he'd once been.
Feel it pulling on your legs back here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Look ahead, down the lane. Just kind of go straight ahead with him. Throw it away. That's right. That's right. Throw it away.
Mickey Rooney, the star who had himself thrown it all away, was back in form at the age of 60. No longer a teenager, but perhaps the ultimate comeback kid. I'm Bob Mondello.